A witness called by TransCanada on Tuesday has been bumped to later in the week. Rick Perkins was called to provide rebuttal testimony to a witness for the Yankton Sioux tribe, but that witness had not yet testified and therefore could not be rebutted. Project manager Rick Perkins took the stand, and pipeline opponents quickly determined that his testimony did not pertain to the nut of the hearing, whether TransCanada can meet the conditions set 4 years ago when it first received a permit to build its pipeline across western South Dakota. TransCanada countered that Perkins' testimony was offered to rebut the testimony of Faith Spotted Eagle. But as Yankton Sioux Tribe attorney Thomasina Realbird points out, Faith Spotted Eagle had not yet testified, and since TransCanada, with the burden of proof, is presenting its case first, the opposition's strategy is not set in stone.
It's illogical to have rebuttal before direct, and it's not our case yet. We don't have to make the decision whether or not to call a direct. Even though we've pre-filed, there's nothing in the statute or the regulations that require us to be locked in that way.
The controversy comes from the Public Utility Commission's longtime practice of collecting written testimony from parties in advance, even from rebuttal witnesses who are called to contradict the testimony of other witnesses. TransCanada's attorney, William Taylor, says if Faith Spotted Eagle is withdrawn as a witness, then perhaps Perkins' testimony is not needed. But he says witnesses for TransCanada came to testify at the beginning of the hearing and have scheduling problems if they're expected to stay until the end. Thomasina Realbird asked the PUC to wait with Perkins' testimony to see if Spotted Eagle testifies. The PUC agreed to do so. The hearing lasts through this week and is expected to continue into next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Pier.